Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Democrat-run states are flexing their muscles with another round of mask mandates for everyone inside buildings, including the inoculated, Republican-run Florida is boasting an economic boom.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things when I became governor. We promised we'd tackle environment. We promised we'd be support for education. We promised for infrastructure. We promised to support law enforcement and so many other things. And we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
California will join New York State to require everyone to mask up indoors starting tomorrow and running through the middle of January. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The tornadoes that blew through the northwest corner of Tennessee and into Kentucky over the weekend killed four in the Volunteer State. Several counties in Tennessee were hit by massive tornadoes that ripped through six states Friday night. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax Monday.
We had several counties that were affected, four deaths, and of course, we share in the grief of all those families who have lost loved ones, lost livelihoods, and we had some severe damage up around Real Foot Lake. And talking to some of the people that are up there that were in that tornado, there at the lake, just the winds and the strength of those winds and how they blew through that northwest corner of the state and right up into Kentucky. And in addition to that, as you all have followed this storm, there are so many. It was such a wide storm on the ground for a long time. And then, of course, the winds and some of the tornadoes that split from this. and the damage that was caused and the assessments in that damage in different counties in Tennessee is still going on. Roads are still being cleared. We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We got Dr. Alex McFarland going to join us here in just a moment. Author, educator, broadcaster. His latest book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. Alex, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
Bill, thank you. It's always such a privilege to speak with you. How have you been, my friend?
Hey, I've been terrific. I love this time of year, a time of gratitude, thankfulness, third week of Advent. This is especially a time to rejoice as we get closer and closer to the remembrance of Jesus' birth, God coming down to earth with a salvation solution, the only solution that is available to us, and again, reminding us, as he says often in his word, that you may know that I am God. And he emphatically did so with the coming of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. And, of course, if you had any doubt whatsoever, check the empty tomb, because on Easter Sunday, it's empty. Jesus rose from the dead to free us from any fear of sin and death, didn't he?
Absolutely. Brother, I'm with you. I love Christmas. I mean, I love Christmas because this is reality. That
yep.
God so loved the world, he sent his one and only Son, the Lord Jesus.
And the contrast of our culture is so clear. I mean, Alex, we got people smashing and grabbing here. It's so crazy, the lawlessness that's happening. And then you've got these Democratic-controlled states that are now mandating masks once again in the fear of Omicron, which... On its face, the latest scientific data says it's really not that big a deal. And of course, we wonder about the whole deal. But the irony of all this is that it's interesting. They want everybody to wear masks indoors. Maybe what they ought to do is make sure that people don't wear masks. This way we could better recognize the people who are smashing and grabbing.
Thank you.
Just saying.
Bill, you're being reasonable and logical. And you know that doesn't work with American liberal progressive politicians.
No. Yeah, it's but, you know, the thing is that, you know, I'm hoping, Alex, that and maybe they just have no shame. I mean, as the Bible says, Paul wrote that you're so evil, you can't even blush over, you know, your lawlessness. And there's no blushing from these progressives over all this stuff, you know, that our country is being inundated by. And, but I see on the other hand, you know, in this spirit and this time of hope, that America is waking up and realizing that the power is on their side, and it's the power of God Almighty who blessed this country for a reason. I mean, this country came out of nowhere, this idea, and here we are, this dominant force for a specific reason, just like with Israel. I mean, he declared that Israel was going to be blessed so that they could bless others. And it's if it, we picked up that mandate. God blessed us, you know, by allowing us in to his plan, and he blesses us to bless others. And the history of this great nation has been, in many ways, we have fulfilled that commission, not fulfilled to its totality, but we have acted on it. And whenever there's a natural disaster, America's the first to go there. I mean, if it wasn't, you know, for America in World War II, we'd all be speaking German right now.
Oh, I know. Well said, well said. Hey, you know what our church did Sunday, Bill? We went down to Lowe's and Home Depot, mm-hmm. and our church fixed up a little goodie bag, and we fixed about 400. We called all these local businesses, and we got permission, and there was a gospel pamphlet inside each thing. And we said, look, we just want to bless all your employees that serve us through the year, and so could you make sure every employee got this little Christmas touch from our church? Mm-hmm. But my wife and I took these to the Lowe's. The local Lowe's had like 100 employees. And I said to the manager, I said, hey, may we pray for you? There's all this smash and grab. Yeah. And I would just like to pray that God would put a hedge of protection around your store and that no harm would come and you would have no theft. This manager, she was like wiping tears away. She said, Pastor, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a pastor. I'm an evangelist. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this crowd of employees allowed us to pray over them, and we said, God, please, you know, put a hedge of protection. There'll be no smash and grab here. Heavenly Father, protect these dear people, protect this store. Let them know that as a community we stand together. And I'm like, there was not a dry eye in the place.
Yes.
And the owners, I mean, the managers of the stores were just profusely grateful. My point being, I really do think Christians have an opportunity here.
Right.
Bill, I was at a board meeting for the Billy Graham Ministry a month ago, and Will Graham, Franklin Graham's son, wonderful, incredible man of God, was sharing how one of the main Google searches over the last 15 months, one of the top three online searches was a variation of this question, what happens after you die?
Yeah.
Is there life after death? Does the soul survive death? Variations of that. What happens when I die? Bill, my point being, people are spiritually hungry.
Yes.
And as I know the world is twisted up right now. America is in dire straits. I know that. I believe, Bill, people are hungry, and I believe we have a gospel opportunity here, and especially at Christmas, because this is reality. Jesus came. The Son of God was born in a Bethlehem manger so that he could go to Calvary's cross to pay for our sin. And I guess I think as messed up as the world is, what we really have here, Bill, is a gospel opportunity.
Without a doubt. Exactly. I was just going to say, well said and brilliantly captured. Ray Comfort also just released a book about the fear of death. And number one question he gets and in talking to people is he's able to really bring it down to the idea that, you know, you'd be surprised, you know, to your point, what Will's saying, how people are just so afraid of death because they don't know what happens. But yet, you see, I believe, as Ray and says the same thing, I believe you feel the same way. See, this is written on our hearts. Whether you say you're a Christian or not, it is there in your heart. It's a call to connect with God. You may not understand it, but it's there and it's nagging. It wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it may manifest itself. It may manifest itself just with that simple question: is, you know, do you know when you die? Do you know what's going to happen? Do you know where you're going? Or do you think it's all over here? You see, and most people, even, and I've talked to people that are seemingly the most atheistic of all, it causes them to ponder. Now, they may try to escape the obvious, but it nags at them because they know this is something about the truth. It will not let you go because the truth of God wants to set you free, and you're bound up, and it is there, but it's up to you, you know, to decide which road you will take, right?
Right, exactly. And we all have to make a decision. And to all your listeners, I want to say God loves you. Jesus is as close by as a prayer. Call out to him today.
Exactly. We've got more from Dr. Alex McFarland after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right. Russian Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, and Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us. We were talking about, about this season, this incredible season for us to be grateful. And the fact of the matter is, you know, not everybody is of that mindset. And that's sad in a way, you know, because you think about it's a matter of choice. And clearly there are people that are choosing that they don't really want to believe in the God who created heaven and earth, the God who sent Jesus to redeem us. And, you know, that's really sad, Alex, when you think about it and you pray that at some point in their life before it's too late, that they would be able to connect the dots and come to faith. And you and I have our own testimonies of how God, you know, brought us to, you know, that, and we look back on our lives and we're so unworthy of God's grace and mercy. And so no matter what you may be thinking about in terms of a position of shame or that whatever you have done that you think is that devalues you and makes you so worthless, I just want to remind you in this Christmas season, God believes in you and loves you, as Alex said, so much, and you're of such value and worth that he sent his son to bring us back home to him, knowing that his son would come and that 33 years later that he would be hung on a cross for our sin. I mean, this is how much God loves us, if you can even fathom that. So, you know, if you want to, in your own arrogance, say that your sin is worse and that there's no way that God will forgive you, I mean, that's really quite arrogant. You know, exactly. You would think that way, right? Because the God of the universe, the God who knows everything, that created heaven and earth, said, no, this is the sacrifice. This is my gift to you, the greatest gift ever that we could ever receive this Christmas season, my gift to you that keeps on giving, and we just want to not accept it, you know, because we think we're not worthy.
Hey, you know, this is not a great analogy, Bill, but hey, by the way, Merry Christmas, my dear beloved friend Bill Martinez, and all your listeners. I just this has made my holiday to get to visit with you on air a little bit, Bill.
Always good fun.
Hey, you and I are of a certain age, and mm-hmm. I grew up. My beloved sister, Caroline, she gave me my taste in music. Mm-hmm. I've got a sister 5 years older than me, and she's a devout Christian lady.
Mm-hmm.
But wafting down
sweet Caroline, yes.
Sweet by Neil Diamond. We got that 45 when it came out.
Yeah.
But I learned from my sister love of the Beach Boys and the Monkees and Herman's Hermits, but the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
There's a funny video. This is not a great analogy, but hang with me here. One of the great things that people who play guitar speculate is the opening chord to A Hard Day's Night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a variation of a G suspended fourth chord. And it's, those of you that know music, the opening chord of A Hard Day's Night is like this bang, you know, yeah. It's like a very definitive chord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a video of George Harrison of the Beatles, and they're with a lot of musicians, and they're debating what are the notes that make up this iconic chord.
Mm-hmm.
And George Harrison, who played this
yeah.
chord,
it's
he
right
said,
there.
Well, guys, let me show you.
Yeah.
And Mike Campbell of the Tom Petty Band said, no, that's not it. And George Harrison kind of smiles and says, I think I know the notes of this chord, because he made up that chord.
Right.
And it's just so funny, because for a second, all these iconic, Jeff Lynne of ELO and Tom Petty and some of the Beach Boys, they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. This is George Harrison's chord. He probably
right.
does know.
Yes.
Now, the reason I showed that, not a perfect analogy, but if somebody says, well, I'm too bad God couldn't love me, or that, you know, I've procrastinated too long, God couldn't reach me now. Look, the Lord says, hey, I made you. I can fix you if you're broken. You know, Jesus, the perfect eternal Son of God, went to Calvary's cross, and in John 19:30, Christ is on the cross. He says, it is finished. And my dear friend, like Bill said, don't call God a liar, and don't underestimate the Almighty. I mean, we who are limited should never underestimate the one who is unlimited. And exactly. God said, I paid the sin of humanity, and if you will turn to me, you will be forgiven. Yeah. Bill, I want to say to every one of your wonderful listeners, the Lord Jesus, the dear Lord Jesus, is as close by as a prayer.
Yeah.
And if you will call out to Christ today, he will receive you.
Yeah. It is about faith, isn't it? Because the Bible's clear, and you will learn experientially as you go through the process, that you must have faith in order to please God. That is a prerequisite. And it starts with understanding that you're at the end of yourself. And how is that working out for you? I mean, do you believe in Joe Biden? You know, do you believe, you know, in Barack Obama? Do you believe in Nancy Pelosi more than you do God himself? Are you so entangled in the political process and the political culture that you can't breathe any longer and you're panicking because you see all this stuff that's going on with COVID? You know, Alex, people will ask me, they'll say, Bill, is God judging us with COVID? And I say to them, honestly, I don't know. I mean, I have not heard from the throne room of God saying this is judgment. He's not asked me to be a prophet for that at this time. But my response is that what if he is? The fact that you're even asking that question is quite revealing, because maybe in your heart of hearts, you believe that we should be judged.
Amen. Well right? said. Well said.
And yeah. So we should heed that as a warning and change our ways. I mean, you know, it's not like we've got Jonah. I was mentioning earlier today in my devotion today, it was, you know, reading the story of Jonah, how he didn't want to go to Nineveh, you know, that heathen nation. I mean, he had been, you know, he had, throughout his life, you know, he was told, you know, Nineveh, you know, these people are just terrible. You know, they're just absolutely worthless and everything. And it would be, in a sense, it would be like, God going to a rabbi in Israel and saying, look, I want you to go to the Palestinians and tell the Palestinians that they're about to be judged. And if they don't change their evil ways, then they're going to have a horrific judgment fall upon them. And right. And the rabbi is going to say, what are you? You know, no, not these evil people. I mean, look at, they've tormented us. They throw missiles our way. They've killed our people. Yeah. And God, you're my guy. I want you to go there. I want you to tell them. And, you know, and the rabbi would resist. And if it required God to have him thrown in the ocean and swallowed by a fish and spit out into the zip codes of the Palestinians, then it would be so, right? And then he would find out, just like Jonah did, that God, you know, is like when God saved it and the people of Nineveh heard the word from the prophet and said, oh, my God, we are in trouble. And they knew, just kind of like this sense of foreboding as people go, are we being judged? And they got an idea saying, man, yeah, we should be judged. We're in trouble. We better do something here. In fact, everybody put on the burlap. We're all going to offer sacrifices to God and admit our sin. Even I want you to dress up the animals even. In burlap, right? I mean, it was a total commitment from the leaders all the way down to the animals. And then Jonah gets upset and says, see, God, I knew you. I knew you were so merciful. You were going to save these knuckleheads. You see, you know, and this is where we are in our humanity. That in spite of our knuckleheadedness and in spite of our ways, God's ways are much higher. And this Christmas season, my prayer is that you would receive his eternal gift of his son, and that you would not have to worry about sin and death going forward, right?
Right. The Palestinian and the Jewish rabbis, I mean, that's a near perfect analogy. I think the precise Greek word for us is we're knuckleheads, aren't we, Phil?
Yeah, it's amazing how knuckleheads translates, whether in the old Hebrew or the Greek. It's all the same thing. Yeah, we're stiff-necked and hard-headed, and God loves us anyway. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Right, Dr. Alex McFarland. Thank you, Alex. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Deborah Miller is going to be joining us in just a moment. She serves as an educational consultant working with Christian schools on various topics from mission development and implementation to board training, teacher professional development. She's worked in Christian education since 1986, serving as a teacher from grades 5 to postgraduate programs, founded and ran a college teacher education program, served as a school administrator and a regional director for a major Christian association, and speaks nationally and internationally. You can tell her passion is education, and her brand new book is titled Teacher, Do You Love Me? Dr. Miller, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, congratulations on the book, Teacher, Do You Love Me? Tell our audience. I was bragging about you, your background. I mean, I love teachers. Well, whether it's teachers or anybody that is committed to their profession. And when they are a round peg, what I call a round peg in a round hole, where they're in the place that God has designed for them to be in. And that seems to be you. And it's really precious, because when you think about this, Deborah, I mean, it's probably less than 10% of the U.S. labor force are in that enviable position that you're in, where they're doing what they enjoy doing, what God has wired them to do. And it's truly a fulfilling and liberating experience, isn't it?
It is. Being able to help shape another human being and watch the trajectory of their life change as God uses you to help them uncover their calling and their gifting. I mean, it's really very fulfilling.
So why Teacher, Do You Love Me? Why did you write the book?
Thanks for asking. Great question. Well, I was teaching. I was sitting in a small classroom of a Christian high school that my husband and I had founded in 1997. And, it was a frustrating day and the lesson wasn't going well and the kids didn't seem responsive. And I found myself impatient and wanting to be unkind and being frustrated and,
just like being a normal human being, right?
Yes, exactly. Like right. Every parent has felt almost every day of their life, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. Multiplied by 10 or 12, whatever the number
exactly.
of kids in the room, right?
Well,
exactly.
Thank you for your grace. Exactly. So when that lesson was over and I the bell rang and they left for the day, I just sat at my desk feeling frustrated and sad. First, that I just felt like I hadn't represented the Lord very well, because I think, as most parents will attest and teachers as well, we represent authority in the children's lives. And to the extent that we love them and represent a godly, unconditional love to them, we reflect on the Father God.
Exactly.
And so I was disappointed in myself.
Can you pause just a moment? Because
sure.
I want parents. I want people who are in positions of authority to hear what you said about being the representative of God on earth as that authority, you know, that authority figure, that you are a reflection of the Father's heart and mindset for those that you have responsibility for. And I think it's so important that we need to really get our brains around that and understand. Because, you see, today our culture is so casual about some of these things. We just take it for granted. Oh, you're a police officer, you're a teacher, or you're the president of the United States. No big whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is a very serious whoop, regardless of, you know, what may be the most menial position that you may be, you may think that you're in. It is hugely significant because of that that influence that you have and that power to reflect, you know, the Father's heart.
Yes. No, you said it really, really well. And so we hold such a sacred trust to be the human representation of authority figures until children are old enough to create their own mental constructs of God, this authority they can't see. And to the extent that we've modeled love and all its aspects, which again, I said at my desk and I said, Lord, what, you know, give me insight, give me wisdom, forgive me. And this passage came to my mind and I just put a little note in my desk. Mm-hmm. Are you loving your students today?
Yeah.
Are you loving them? And then love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not easily angered. Love doesn't keep a record of wrong. Love is not self-seeking. I mean, those words just rang deep in my heart and as they need to in every parent's heart and every, you know, every person's heart who deals with anybody from an authority position, that we reflect the Father's heart. We reflect the Father God, and they will, our children will ascribe to the God of the universe the qualities that we exhibit as earthly authority.
Well, 1 Corinthians 13 is so convicting. I mean, when you read that, you just can't help, but it's a reflection. And it calls you into measurement, doesn't it?
Yes, it does in a beautiful way. I mean, in a grace filled way, because as I mentioned in the book over and over again, you're not. It will be an exercise in futility to look at this list of descriptors in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, and then just try in your human effort to be these things, to exhibit these qualities. And even my prayer time this morning, I was asking the Holy Spirit to equip me and realizing we're completely helpless without Father God's work in our lives. And, you know, so we look at these descriptors and we say, Holy Spirit, you know, love through me, conform me to your image so that I can turn around and do a transforming work in my students' lives. And I think every teacher, every homeschool parent, every person in any position to teach anybody anything needs to remember that all the knowledge in the world, that just informs, but love transforms.
And exactly.
Right now, especially in this pandemic, our children are suffering mightily. The data shows that. That's not even up for discussion. Mm-hmm. Mental health, huge issues. Data shows that. Mental health, emotional health, physical health, right? We shut them down. We sent them home. They couldn't participate in sports, you know, and those things are coming back. But, and again, I'm from Washington State, and we've shut down harder and longer than many other states. But, man, we are seeing such catastrophic impact on children. Mm-hmm. Well, on society at large.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, just the biological makeup. We know that we're interfering with the natural course of events. You know, what came to mind as you were talking is that, again, realizing that it is, you know, through the Holy Spirit's in God that we live, move, and breathe and have our very being. And if we do not hold on to that, then somehow we think that we're the ones, you know that do all this.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking with Jeff Camp, the former NFL football player, quarterback, and now ministry leader. And we were talking because I said, you know, on the back of these helmets, these football players have stop hate, stop racism and stuff like that. And I said, well, you know, I think it's quite interesting because neither one of those football players have the power to do any of those things. I mean, it would be better served if they had something more positive to say, like, you know, promote love, you know, let's tell people the yes, you know, what are the yes things that we could do, and understanding that, you know, it's not in our power to stop hate, because this is an individual thing that needs to be comprehended in the hearts of men. And, you know, we've come a long way. I mean, when you think about all that we've gone through in the history of our country, we've come a long way in dealing, you know, with hate, in manifesting love and diversity and all this. I mean, this is incredible when you think about this melting pot society in which we live in. I mean, we've got more diversity. We've got more interracial marriages ever, and it's so ironic. It's laughable. I got to tell you, Deborah, when you have these teachers and these institutions that want to teach, you know, critical race theory, and they're in they got a classroom of kids that whose parents are of a mixed race. So how do they go? They go home and they tell their parents. They go, well, what did you learn today? Well, Mom, we learned that you're black, you're good. Dad's white, he's bad.
Yes, it's complete absurdity, and it's amazing that we are so blinded. And of course, I think Romans speaks to this, right? We're so deceived.
Yes,
that we actually can straight faced promote things like critical race theory and think that's actually helping children when actually it's a form of child abuse, in my opinion.
Well, back to the basics, that we surrender the truth for a lie. And this is what is become so preponderant these days. And it's up to people of faith who know the difference that can speak the truth, because this is what an anemic society of the truth is longing for. They sense it in their hearts, and we need to be that participant and co-labor with God for the sake of truth. Dr. Deborah Miller is with us, and our conversation with her continues after this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As we were talking with Dr. Deborah Miller earlier, her new book, Teacher, Do You Love Me?, examines 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, through the lens of teaching and learning. Well, I'll tell you, that's so appropriate in so many things that, you know, is relevant in all relationships, whether we're talking about marriage, education, just go around, run down the list. And as I shared with you very vulnerably, you know, every time I come to that study and read 1 Corinthians 13, mm-hmm. It is a tough reflection, because it draws you into self-examination to say, yeah, I mean, if you have any heart whatsoever, Deborah, in reading the Word of God, you just go, wow, how am I doing? You know,
yeah.
I'm not measuring up there. I'm not covering sins like I mm-hmm. thought I should. I am not as
right.
patient as I would like to be. You know, the things that God, how God defines love, it's any wonder. And it's like you want to go to the people that you love and you say, guy, you know, in spite of my humanness and in spite of my failings, you still love me. And that in itself is a Christmas miracle. I just want you to know that.
It is. Well put.
Here it is. So, teacher, do you love me? You know, there's probably a lot of students asking themselves because of the current environment. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. the tension going on between, you know, these forces that want to force an indoctrination of study upon our young kids from the 1619 Project, critical race theory. Some people have thought, Deborah, because of the mama bears and papa bears in Virginia, for example, how they stormed the Bastille and, you know, took over and won a battle there. But I'm trying to remind everybody, hey, that's just a battle. The war continues, because what they've done is they've gone into the infrastructure of this this doctrine, and they've extracted CRT. So people go, well, you know, we're not teaching critical race theory, which is disgusting, because even including the president of the United States wants to go along with this big lie. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, this is a flat out lie. And what you're doing is indoctrinating. And meanwhile, in doing that, you do so at the expense of reading, writing, and arithmetic, don't you?
Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah, there's, I think, well, you said a lot there. And so let me just grab a few of the pieces that really that stuck out to me. First off, I think that among social progressives, there is a hubris, there is an arrogance that is widespread, that holds to a philosophy that they know best, that they are the elitists who, you know, and they, you know, we parents, we simpletons, we common folk, you know, we just need to trust them. They know what's best for our kids, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, we opened the lid of Pandora's box and we got a glimpse inside when our children came home, due to the pandemic, and we got a little glimpse of what was happening in public schools and in the classrooms. And I want to start by saying, I think there are a lot of Christian educators who are trying their darndest to be salt and light. But the reality is the system itself, the public progressive movement has a death grip on public schools, and, the whole system is dedicated to inculcate a progressive secular philosophy. Exactly. And so, you know, we opened the lid and we saw what's inside, and we can't think that just being, shocked and responding, you know, in the first stages is the end of the story. Like you said, it is a battle for the hearts and minds, the very souls of our children. And we have just dipped our toe in. But I want to say this, while the struggle will be very real, we do have hope in God. Like, He gives us what we need every single day to do battle for our children, our blessed children, our beloved children. And so we need to have that hope that even though the battles could go on until Jesus comes again, He will give us manna every day. He will give us what we need to fight for our kids.
You see, Deborah, God abhors scales that are not balanced. Right?
Yeah.
And this is what this comes down to. I mean, the scales are out of balance, and they're not balanced toward the kids whatsoever.
No.
They're towards this ideology and this progressive, force that's got a stranglehold. The thing that's amazing to me is for all the money that we've invested in education, the best we can do is 27th ranking. I mean, if I was a teacher in this system, I would be embarrassed. I mean, to sit there, I mean, can you imagine, I mean, you know, a football coach going, hey, come on, guys, man, we're 27th. We ranked 27th here. I mean, you know, isn't that good enough? Are you kidding me? You're fired. You're gone.
You know,
but somehow it's acceptable for them. I mean, to me, this is child abuse. This is what this amounts to.
It is.
And we are, and they're tapping into our hard-earned money that we pay taxes on with an expectation for excellence, not mediocrity, but excellence. And we're not even in the zip code of excellence right now.
Well, because their agenda is not to raise that number. Their focus is on indoctrinating the next generation. And they've been doing a remarkably good job at that for at least the last 10 years. I think you had Barna as a guest this morning, and some of the research that's coming out of his cultural research center it should be terrifying to us that, you know, 3% of millennials now identify as LGBTQ. How is that possible? Well, I'll tell you how. It didn't happen by accident. It happened over right under our noses after year after year, as those children sat under teachers who, and every single one of those teachers has a worldview.
Yes.
And every single one of those teachers works in a system that had a particular set of goals that had nothing to do with if your kids are going to get great scores in math or science. They can talk like that, but when your goal really is to recreate society along progressive talking points, then, you know, it's sort of a, oh, well, you know, if your kids can't read, if they graduate without being able to read their own diplomas, that's not too high a price to pay, as long as we've really, you know, inculcated them in the sense that there's no such thing as traditional marriage, that you should feel guilty if you were born with white skin, that, you know, any form of marriage should be acceptable, right? So, I mean, what's happening in society is terrifying, but we know the end of the story.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is so amazing. I mean, here it is. Conveniently, they want to push science, but yet on another end, ignore science. It's like, here's empirical evidence on the importance of the family structure designed by God. Okay? But no, we're going to violate that. Like, all of a sudden, I'm waiting for them to come up next, Deborah, and I keep saying this, that they're going to come in and say, okay, everybody, we're going to defy gravity. We don't believe in gravity anymore. We don't believe that there's a God that really, you know, that instituted the laws of gravity. So we're just going to all jump off the roof at the same time and you know, based on theory, and see how that works out.
Yeah, it's completely absurd. I mean, when you're asking 5- and 6-year-olds to pick their genders.
Yes.
I mean, that's absurd. When you can, here in the state of Oregon, a 15-year-old can undergo hormone therapy to change their sex without their parents' knowledge or
permission. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well,
that is unbelievable.
Well, not a big surprise when all these years you've got 15 years old, even younger, are able to go and have an abortion without their parents being aware, right? Exactly.
That's so. Correct. So we've many, many, many parents have thought that, oh, the schools exist as sort of this values neutral place where I can go and my children are going to learn their reading, writing, and arithmetic, like you said. And so we've, you know, dropped our children off in the morning and we pick them up in the afternoon, just blissfully unaware. But that day is over. Mm. If ever that was okay, it's not now. We have to be informed and we have to be engaged, and we need to every single day to take the time and expend the energy to know what's happening every day in our child's classroom. And that means looking at their textbooks. That means knowing what they're going to be doing on their field trips. I mean, it's
exactly.
It seems innocuous, but it's not. It's
well, the fact of the matter is the institution has violated our trust. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
And so we have to, as you say, the blessing of COVID is that it exposed. It took the lid off of this, and we're seeing it. And we didn't even realize how pervasive, how innocuous, how harmful it was until as we've been pulling back, the shield, the veil on all this. It's like it's shocking, you know, and the arrogance of it all, of these elites that think that they know better. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you say something enough times, you come to believe it yourself, and then you expect others to believe it as well. So when you look at children, I just read another statistic that birth certificates at 14 states as of August 2021 now have an X for gender, so you can have a gender-neutral birth certificate. And again, how is that possible? In July 2020, Somerville, Massachusetts legalized group marriage. So as we normalize these behaviors, these perspectives and worldviews, like your body biologically, maybe you were born a male, but you're not really a male if you don't feel like a male.
Right.
Your body, maybe you were born a woman biologically, and again, follow the science, right? Until it doesn't support your radical progressive, you know, perspective on life. And really, it's spiritual at its root.
Sure.
It's all about deconstructing God, the Creator.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. You know, I imagined us going to heaven. There would be a line to heaven, and there would be a line for male and a line for female. And what about all these, like in the state of California, I think there are up to 71 different gender options now when you sign up for a university.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so absurd. It's like, okay, what line? What line do you get into? I don't know. I mean, it's just a thought. That's all. And because God did say He created a male and female, all this other stuff, these X's and things that man has wanted to create, as you say, to subordinate God and to go along with the evil one who questions whether or not God did say or really mean what he said.
Right, right.
We're back to the Garden of Eden one more time, aren't we?
Yes, it did start there, and it's amazing how the fall, how it impacted our complete understanding. And again, it does get down to that, you know, Lord, what's the answer then? Lord, you are our hope.
Amen.
And so the enemy is going to find endless myriad ways to try to deconstruct God, to try to destroy people's souls, to steal, to kill, and destroy. We know, right?
That's his aim.
This doesn't come as a surprise. And yet, the hope we have in God. And
again, Dr. Deborah Miller, thank you.
Power Grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final.